As religious leaders, we are called always to look for signs of hope. And so when we look hard, we find them. But I must say that it's very difficult to convince our faithful that indeed there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Some of us are trying to underline the fact that the whole of the Middle East is going through an upheaval. And that upheaval might already be a sign that something is happening that's going to bring about change for the good. I must be perfectly honest and say that we don't yet see anything palpably changed for the good. But as I say, we as religious leaders are continually called by our mission to look for those signs and to point to them and to say, God is good, God is faithful, and indeed all that we need will come in due time. In the meantime, we need to be patient. The Israeli society is in upheaval, the societies around us are in upheaval, and our hope is that this is a shaking up, and a shaking up that when things settle, things will be better.
In concrete terms, what effect did the Arab Spring over the past months have on the mentality of the Palestinians and the Israelis here?
Okay, it's very mixed. On the one hand, there is a sense that the Arab Spring is a real expression of the desires of peoples for freedom, for more dignity, more respect, more hope, more stability. On the other hand, that there is an enormous fear that that kind of shaking up might, and this is the fear of our faithful, lead to a chaotic situation in which their personal security is under threat. And so it's a very, very mixed sense in the meantime. We don't see very clearly where this is leading to. I think that that is pretty much a sense that is shared by the person in the street, whether Jew, Christian, or Muslim. But because the Christians are the most fragile of the communities, without any real kick in society, they are the ones that are looking on this with perhaps the most anxiety and perhaps also the most to gain if something good comes out of what has been called the Arab Spring.
You're talking about an increased polarization of society here in Israel, though, aren't you? We hear a lot about the increased fundamentalism on the Muslim side, but also you're seeing it within Israeli society, political and religious.
Absolutely. First of all, of course, social. There's an incredible polarization in Israel now, and there is a fear that there will no longer be a shared language within Israeli society. And this touches upon the most fundamental aspects of all spheres of life, social, political, economic, and of course religious as well. What we are seeing is there is a shift to the right, but within Israeli society there is also this increasing rift, almost an abyss opening up between peoples with different worldviews and the sense that what is holding Israeli society together. And we can only hope and pray that the only thing, some say the only thing that is holding the society together is a sense of being threatened by an outside enemy. Let us hope that that's not true, that Israeli society too will come to some point of cohesion where Israelis have a sense of who they are so that they can responsibly engage in a dialogue that will lead to a better future of justice and peace for all.
And yet you talk almost jokingly of two states, no longer a Palestinian and an Israeli state, but a religious state in Jerusalem and a secular state in Tel Aviv, and Israelis must choose between which is the future for them.
I'm going to say that that's not my joke. That's a joke that is shared and talked about in Israeli society. And of course, it illustrates the sad state of affairs that we're in right now. There is one part of the Israeli population that is committed to working towards a better future in which democracy is strengthened, equality is strengthened, and there is a real search for justice for the Palestinians and peace with our Arab neighbors. But there is another part of the Israeli population that is increasingly closed in, that is increasingly talking a language in which there isn't any place for democracy or any place for equality, and as a result, probably no place for peace either with our neighbors. And I think that many Israelis are very scared of that as well.
You heard one of the leaders of the settlers say that very publicly in Parliament, didn't you, just recently?
Not in Parliament. This was reported in yesterday's newspaper that Benny Katzover, a very important leader of the settler movement in the West Bank, said perhaps the time has come to put up democracy aside. We must go back to Judaism. And what I pointed out is that that is a very, very parallel expression to what we hear from some parts of the Muslim Arab world, where some Muslim fundamentalists are saying exactly the same kind of thing.
As religious leaders, do you have any concrete ideas, any new proposals to try and combat this polarization?
We certainly need to be aware of the very important role we can play in speaking responsibly. Everything focuses on language. We don't have political clout. We are not an important lobby. But we are certainly people who are educating other people. And what we need to be aware of is that the words that come out of our mouths create worlds. And those words need to be poised, prudent, wise, and of course, when it comes to us as Christian leaders, evangelical, full of respect and love for others, hope. They need to create new worlds that don't exist yet, but if we start speaking sincerely and honestly about the type of worlds that we can imagine, then perhaps we will have some kind of influence as we move from where we are right now towards a better future.
So our focus very much continues to be on schools, education of young people, particularly for a future here.
Absolutely. The church is playing a very important role as educator. But of course, in our schools, first and foremost, where we educate new generations, but it needs also to be in our homilies, in our declarations to the press, in our addressing within interreligious dialogue, our Muslim and Jewish brothers and sisters. Us as church, we need to be very much aware that we have a very heavy responsibility to speak in a way that can open possibilities that seem at this moment quite closed.